Hello everyone, welcome to my Twitch stream. Today I thought I'd do something differently. I usually just show the cards, but I figured since I'm in drag, I might as well show my face. I don't usually dress like this, but I have a lot to do in drag today, so I figured I'd just come on and show you all today's look, honey. Well, from the neck up, I guess. So happy September, thank you all for being here. If you want to see the look, if you're listening to the podcast version, check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LamarTownsandTarot. This will be uploaded on my podcast later. So thank you all for being here. If you would like a personal reading, I am available for personal readings on my website, LamarTownsandTarot.com. This is where you can go to book a reading with me. I do birth chart readings, candles, psychic tarot readings, email readings, past life readings, dream interpretation readings, and so much more. So if you'd be interested in any of these things, once again, check out my website, LamarTownsandTarot.com. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. We're going to start from the first house all the way to the last house, which is Pisces. The first house traditionally being, of course, Aries. So let's go ahead and get into Aries. What's in store for Aries for the month of September 2022? I've already cleansed my cards. Let's get right into it. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Aries for the month of September 2022? Once I pull a card for each zodiac sign, I'll put that card to the side so I don't pull it a second time, so that each sign gets their own unique message. What's in store for the zodiac sign Aries for the month of September 2022? One card, spirit. All right, we got it. Aries, I get the King of Pentacles for you, so it could be maybe that you are in a position of holding money, or someone could be in a position of holding money connected to you. A King of Pentacles would be a Capricorn, Virgo, Taurus, typically male or masculine energy. Once again, this could be someone else who could be important for you in the month of September, or this could be you in some way, shape, or form, once again, where maybe you have some sort of financial or business decision to make this month. The King of Pentacles is typically someone who is in control of money or an allocation of money or resources or something like that. So maybe you're also needing to control some resources this month, or maybe you're put in control of resources in some way, shape, or form. So just keep an eye out on that this month, Aries, once again. Either Capricorn, Virgo, Taurus, man could be prominent for you maybe this month, or there could be something, once again, about maybe you being in a position of power connected to money, finances, new opportunities, something like that, all right? Or seeing, giving more responsibility in that way, all right? Next, we have Taurus. What's coming up for tour? Blinka Killa says, so effing gorgeous tonight. Thank you, Blinka Lilla. Oh my god, I always say that name wrong. Thank you, Blinka Lilla. What's coming up for Taurus? I'll take that card. I get the Ace of Wands for you, Taurus. So this is forward movement in some way, shape, or form. Sometimes the Ace of Wands can be like sexual energy, to be honest with you. So maybe there's some sexual energy going on with you this month, Taurus, in the month of September. But this just definitely could be forward movement. You moving in a direction, knowing what you want. The Ace of Wands to me is always like moving in a direction and knowing what you want, or knowing what you're going after. So there definitely could be this energy. There also could be like almost like a green light given to you by spirit this month in some way, shape, or form, where it's like, you know, now's the time to go ahead. All right. So there's forward movement for you, Taurus, in some way, shape, or form. And I always see the Ace cards as like an offer. So maybe it could lead to an offer in some way, shape, or form. And maybe you're offering someone something, or someone's offering you something. All right. But forward movement is, oh my God. Everyone is literally messaging me that the queen died. I'm so sorry to hear about the queen, everyone. I know she passed away. All right. I will get to that at a later date, honey. Okay? So if you're listening on the podcast version, the queen just passed away. But, you know, of course, that's the major news now. But we've got to focus on the horoscopes, all right? So let's get back to Taurus and the Ace of Wands. Rest in peace to the queen, though. All right, so I get the Ace of Wands here in the placement of our Ace of Wands for Taurus once again. So Ace of Wands for Taurus means forward movement in some way, Taurus. So, you know, you're getting the green light to go ahead and go towards whatever you want. Once again, whether it's a person, place, or thing, all right? Because I did mention sexual energy, okay, for some of you. Okay, let's go ahead and do Gemini next. What's in store for Gemini for the month of September 2022? What's in store for... Oh, you know what? I think the queen was a Taurus, actually. That was interesting. I think she's a Taurus. It's interesting I said that during when I did Taurus. That must be the sign or something like that. All right, Gemini, for you, I get the Five of Cups. All right. Fives in numerology do deal with communication, intellect, the mind. It could deal with maybe young childhood to young adult years. To me, the Five of Cups is always like being too much in your mind about something, or maybe emotionally ruminating over something, you know, too much. It's like maybe being in your mind, and then being in your mind creates some sort of emotional toxicity, like a cycle. The Five of Cups can also mean like crying over spoiled milk. You know, even though something maybe isn't going the way you wanted to, there's still a need to like be grateful for what you still have left or what you still have like to work with. All right. Sometimes we have to understand that life isn't going to happen the way we want it to happen. Life is going to happen in a way that's best for us in our journey, our spiritual journey. And I think you're having that moment, Gemini, where you're frustrated about something not going your way. But it could be for a reason once again. Okay? All right, so Cancer's next. What's in store for the zodiac sign Cancer for the month of September 2022? Just one card, Spirit. So many cards are flying out. Another five. I get the Five of Pentacles for Cancer. Once again, almost similar to the Five of Cups. Five of Pentacles is about like a lack of resources, though. Like feeling like you don't have enough time, you don't have enough energy, you don't have enough money, you don't have enough this or that. It could be also a lack mindset. Like, maybe there's something, because once again, five deals with communication, intellect, the mind. So there's something where maybe your mindset needs to change this month, Cancer. You need to be aware of your mindset. It's like a poor man's mindset. If you always have a poor mindset, it's just going to keep you poor kind of thing. Even if your desire is to be rich, you know. So, there's something about this, Cancer, maybe relating once again, since it is a Pentacles card. This mindset situation, or maybe, you know, mental health connection, because sometimes fives do can connect with mental health. This mental health connection could deal with money. Like, maybe you feel like you're not getting paid your worth, maybe, or something like that. There's definitely a need to not settle, all right? Because settling is what leads to a Five of Pentacles energy in the first place. So you need to look at where you're maybe settling this month, Cancer, and look at where you can change that in the month of September. Let's move on to Leo. What's in store for Leo for the month of September 2022? Ooh, Leo, I get the Magician for you. So the Magician speaks of maybe unexpected change, a miracle happening. There could be some sort of spiritual influence, which could be either a good thing or a bad thing. It depends on, you know, the context of the situation. But the Magician card is a belief in something. Whether it's a belief in candle magic, whether it's a belief in God, or a belief in your ancestors, or whatever it is, this is a belief that, you know, something can work in your favor, or something can change. All right? I feel like this is true. It is possible that, you know, something could change, you know, at the last minute or the blink of an eye, or almost like a miracle for you in the month of Leo, or in the month of September. But there's something also about needing to be mindful of the balance between doing your spiritual work you know, on this side to manifest, but also just allowing spirit to do what they do. Sometimes it's best to leave it to spirit than to put it in your own hands, all right? Especially if you don't know what you're doing fully. So I would say it's almost like an energy of be careful what you wish for, Leo, in the month of September, because you just might get it, all right? Let's move on to Virgo. What's in store for Virgo for the month of September 2022? Happy birthday to my Virgos out there. What's in store for Virgo for the month of September 2022? Okay. Oh God, I got the Ten of Swords, Virgo. The Ten of Swords is always, it can be karma. Karma related. To me, the Ten of Swords is always like the energy of, I shouldn't have done this, but I did it anyway, and now here I am, kind of thing. Alright? So with the Ten of Swords coming out, I would definitely say trust your gut. If it seems too good to be true, if something seems off, Virgo, trust your gut. Go with your gut at the end of the day. Because it could be, once again, one of those situations where it's like, I had a feeling, but I didn't trust the feeling, and here I am. Or I knew I shouldn't have did this, but, you know, I did it anyway, and here I am, all right? So, also be careful of, like, getting baited into something, like, getting baited into a fight or an argument. If it doesn't feel right, Virgo, I would just say don't do it, period, okay? Be mindful of that this month. If it doesn't feel right, go with your gut, okay? Next, let's do Libra. What's in store for Libra for the month of September 2022? Happy birthday to my Libras. Having their birthdays this month. Ooh, Libra, I get the Temperance card for you. So you're kind of like in your zen this month, in the month of September. You're in your zen. I feel like with the Temperance card coming out for you, Libra, you're either getting your ducks in a row or certain ducks are already in a row for you. And you're just kind of sitting, waiting for things to kind of like fall into place. I feel like you're in a really good place, Libra, for things to fall into place. As long as, especially, you stay in this zen state, this balanced state of the Temperance card. You have some good things coming for you, and you kind of know it. Like, you have things coming for you, you feel it, you sense it, and you kind of know it. And this is almost like the Temperance card is like not wanting to jinx it. I'm just going to sit and be patient and chill, be in my zen. Like, keep up that energy, alright? Because there are some good things coming. Like, the sun rises behind the Temperance, behind the person in the Temperance card here, alright? So there is something good coming for Libras. Just stay in your zen, alright? Next, I get Scorpio. Let's see what's coming up for Scorpios for September 2022. Scorpio, I get the Nine of Pentacles. So there could be something in some facet or area of your life that's not working, or it's not working the way it used to. Since it's a Pentacles card, this could deal with money, resources, finances, things of this nature. There could be a need to switch it up, Scorpio. There also could be a need to go rogue, maybe in some way, shape, or form, like go on your own path. Go on your own way. There also could be a need to invest in some way, like invest in yourself. Like, it's almost like, you know, you know you don't want to spend the money, but you know you have to. But you know, even though you don't want to spend the money, spending the money would be worth it because you would get some sort of investment out of it. You'd get some sort of return. So maybe some of you are considering making some sort of investment in some, or reinvestment this month. But there's definitely a decision, all right, here in regards to money, finances, and things of that nature, work, job, for a lot of you Scorpios this month, all right? Something may not be working the way it used to. Alright, I get the Sagittarius is next. So what's coming up for Sagittarius for the month of September 2022. Sagittarius, I get the Ace of Swords, which definitely could be enlightenment. Maybe September could be a very enlightening month for you in some way, shape, or form. This could also mean some prominent or important information or communication that could come through in the month of September as well, alright? So maybe there's a prominent conversation had with someone else, or there's prominent information that you discover this month that could maybe just... could lead to an enlightening moment, like an aha moment, or like an unlocking a key kind of thing. It's like, oh, this was the missing link this whole time kind of thing. It's also maybe a month of needing to speak your mind as well, Sagittarius, but tactfully, right? Tactfully speaking your mind, all right? Honestly, being honest. All right, next is Capricorn. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Capricorn for September 2022? Capricorn, for you, I get the Four of Pentacles. So there's definitely maybe a need to hold on to your resources, your time, your energy, your money, things of this nature. Four of Pentacles could be like having a lack of time. Maybe September could be a busy month for you, and there could be a need to prioritize your time in some way, shape, or form. You could also be like either pulled in different directions this month, or you may feel like you're being pulled in different directions in the month of September for Capricorn. So once again, there's a need to like manage your time, your energy, your, you know, like, you know, things like this wisely. So that you're not stretching yourself too thin once again. Because it could feel like you're doing all this work and you're working hard but have nothing to show for it at the end of the day for some reason. If you're not careful. And don't bide your time wisely. And learn to say no. It's okay to say no if necessary, okay? Or, you know, can I do it tomorrow? Or, you know, like, you know, honor your own body, all right? Your own needs. Let's do Aquarius next. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Aquarius for September 2022? Aquarius, I get your card, which is the Star card. So September could be a good month for you in terms of you looking very, maybe ripe for the picking in some way, shape, or form. Maybe someone's eyeing you for some sort of opportunity, or you're just right for a certain opportunity, or you're just right for a particular type of person. So someone could surprise you and really make your day, your week, your month, or something like that, maybe your year. I feel like you're being watched by someone and you don't even know it. Like someone admires you from afar and you don't even know it. You may discover it this month, all right? But it could be also in a big way. Like it's almost like in such a way that like you understand your magnetism. Because there's something magnetic, I feel like, about this. All right? Like you, it's almost like I didn't even realize like I did this or that. Like someone could point certain things about yourself out to you that you didn't even realize like were, you know... I like the vibe. Thank you, Blinkalilla. So, last but not least is Pisces. What's in store for Pisces for the month of September 2022? Pisces for September 2022. I get the Fool card for you, Pisces. So, there may be some sort of new opportunity that could require you to have faith this month. It could involve maybe a fear of the unknown or walking into the unknown. Maybe, you know, sometimes the Fool card to me can like be like an energy of walking into a situation with having no expectations kind of thing. So some of you could be either starting some sort of new journey or new opportunity this month or working towards that this month. But there's maybe an element of I don't know necessarily what lies ahead. And maybe that's not a bad place to be. Maybe you don't need to know everything, you know, about the future or everything about, you know, what the next steps are. You just maybe need to take that next step, all right? And worry about the rest later, okay? Well, that is all of the signs for the month of September. I think this has been maybe the shortest one we got through so far. We kind of breezed through all those messages. But if you would like to elaborate, I am available on my website, LamarTownsendTarot.com. You can also text me at 703-791-9162. Email me at Lamar.Townsend@gmail.com. Or once again, just visit my website. All right. Thank you all so much for listening and watching. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. And make sure you like or you follow me on my Twitch channel. And I'll catch you guys in the next one. Love and light. Have a great September.